Every time I meet with her, including the flight down here, she reminds me of how important our NASA programs are and how important this facility is. And she is fighting for every single one of you and for her district and for the jobs in her district. And you should know that you've got a great champion in Congresswoman Cosmos. Please give her a big round of applause.
That was President Obama talking about Congresswoman Suzanne Cosmos, a freshman Democrat representing the Space Coast and vicinity. Here to talk about the impact of space policy on Florida's political campaigns, including Representative Cosmos's bid for re-election, is Dr. Scott Pace. He's the director of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. He was a program analyst for NASA during the last Bush administration. Dr. Pace, space policy is a major political issue here in Central Florida. My question for you is, how much influence does any single representative really have in major policy decisions such as those affecting the future of NASA?
Well, on one hand, being on an authorization committee where she is not the same as being on, say, an appropriation committee or in a senior leadership position. But it is important because there has to be someone who is articulate about the importance of space and how it relates to local issues. Prior to her, Representative Feeney, I believe, represented that district and is Republican. And he did, I think, a very good job as well. So Florida has had strong representation, people speaking about the interest there. Senator Nelson, of course, well-known for Florida. The issue that's been coming up is not really one of Democrat versus Republican. It's really been one of the White House versus the Congress. The Congress has been the most reluctant and skeptical in part of the administration's plans for space, and on a bipartisan basis, I might add. So really, it's been more of a problem of administration versus Congress than it's been a matter of a Democratic or Republican candidate.
Well, the Democrat and the Republican running for Congress on the Space Coast seem to agree on many of these issues. Congresswoman Cosmos and the Republican candidate Sandy Adams both want to continue America's participation on the International Space Station and promote the commercial spaceflight industry. Adams, however, says that Cosmos's efforts to support the space program were insufficient. She says if elected, she would work to get more government support for NASA. In general, this year, though, most Republicans are calling for deep cuts in government programs and government spending. The Republicans appear to have a good shot at shifting the balance of power in Washington after next week's election. So with so many expensive problems facing us, Dr. Pace, isn't there a possibility that space exploration might be considered a somewhat lower priority in this challenging economic environment?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think in general, you see a sentiment to limit the growth of all non-defense discretionary spending. And at very top level, space is human spaceflight in particular is a discretionary activity and therefore will be vulnerable to an across-the-board cap like that. On the other hand, space is about 0.5% of the federal budget. It's incredibly tiny. $19 billion is certainly a lot of money by any real person's standard, but it's a tiny part in terms of the overall federal budget. And the value of space in terms of both manufacturing jobs, jobs in Florida, jobs in Alabama, Texas, its benefit to the broader industrial base and its benefit to U.S. leadership, I think that if anybody looks closely at it, they're likely to say, well, we'll let the space program continue in a modest way. It won't get a lot of new money, but it won't be cut dramatically either.
Well, one Florida Republican who's been strongly emphasizing the need to cut spending is U.S. Senate candidate Marco Rubio. But here's what he said recently about the space program.
To have a gap and rely on private contractors and rely on the Russians to put our scientists in space and service the space station, I think is a very dangerous thing. This space program has a strong national security component to it. There's a reason why the Chinese are trying to get back to the moon, and it isn't because they want to collect moon rocks. It's because space is the high ground of national defense. We cannot lose our space superiority.
Now, Mr. Rubio clearly sees space policy as a national security issue. His opponents, the independent candidate Charlie Crist and the Democrat Kendrick Meek, both say they also support expanded funding for NASA and for space exploration. But as Floridians prepare to go to the polls next week, Dr. Pace, I don't want to ask you to endorse one candidate over another, but in general, what should voters be looking for in a candidate if they want to see the space program in Florida continue and thrive again in Florida?
I think it's important that they look for the larger strategic purpose of space for international leadership and economic growth, that it's not simply about near-term jobs. I mean, obviously near-term jobs are important, but for sustainable jobs over a longer period, people should be listening to the candidates to see if they have a vision for where the United States is going to be going in space. Do they have views on international leadership? Do they have thoughts on the combination of government and private sector systems that might best do that? If a candidate is only talking about jobs, that can be a very, very short-term sort of effect. If, however, they have a strategic picture as to why space is important not only for Florida but for the country, and if they have a plan that they'd like to support for longer-term, decades-long exploration efforts, then that would, to my mind, be positive for the space program and for Florida.